The legislature adjourned Sunday without acting on a bill adding new voter identification requirements. But the measure is poised for action when lawmakers return to the Capitol next January. Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld reports.
House Bill 3 was strongly opposed by a number of Southeast leaders, including lawmakers and Native officials. It passed out of the House Judiciary Committee last week, but when lawmakers adjourned, it remained in the Rules Committee, the last stop before bills go before the full chamber. At one of the measure's final hearings, Alaska Native Brotherhood Grand Camp President Bill Martin said a photo ID requirement could keep people from casting ballots.
There are many people who are my age group that actually don't have ID cards. The ID card is not required when we go for health care at search or to vote in our tribal elections because we have our own cards. There's no picture on them.
Tlingit Haida Central Council, the House Bush Caucus, Juneau's legislative delegation, and some other groups also oppose the legislation. Alaska Native Sisterhood Camp 70 President Jan Trigg went a step further. She said the measure discriminates against rural Alaskans and others.
It creates an impediment to the most basic democratic practice as citizens. The homeless, the homebound, returning veterans, the elderly, people of color, and college students would all be vulnerable to this new law.
The voter ID bill was praised by Travis Lewis, vice president of the group Alaskans for Alaska. He said weak laws have inflated voter rolls in his hometown of Elfin Cove, and he challenged the claim that proper identification is hard to get.
As a veteran, I want to say that when I got out of the military, I had all kinds of ID on me. It's pretty hard for me to understand in this day and age how a person could not have proper identification.
Sponsor Bob Lynn of Anchorage said his bill gives voters several options, including presenting no ID and casting a question ballot.
Nothing in this bill would restrict anybody who's currently registered to vote and motivated to vote from voting, wherever they live in the state, whether it's in an urban area, rural area, on an island, or wherever.
No companion legislation has been introduced in the Senate. That puts the focus on Lynn's bill next year. This is Ed Schoenfeld, reporting from Juneau.